You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
This social soundbite is brought to you by 2020. You know that stock photography look you hate? Like how all the models have those creepy, dead-behind-the-eyes smiles? 2020 lets you buy millions of intimate, authentic, real-world photos. They look like they came from someone's social media account you're jealous of, and they're proven to increase your brand's image. You get 5 photos with 2020's 1-week free trial at 2020.com/onbrand. That's the word 20, then the number 2 and the number 0.com/onbrand to get your first 5 photos free.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Jerry.
Nick?
Yes.
How are you?
I just thought I would announce Jerry loudly.
Oh, that's good.
But how does this week find you, Jerry?
Cold. I could not get warm this morning, and I actually had my jacket on through the first hour of the show. It's just chilly out.
It is. It is. There's a cool breeze. You know, we don't know what to do. You're going to want those extra layers.
You almost sounded like Jimmy Stewart right there.
Well, you.
It's a cold breeze, Jerry.
You know, you were making a Jimmy Swaggart reference and said Jimmy Stewart, and I just wanted to point out that there's a difference.
I said in 1988, televangelist Jimmy Swaggart confessed to his congregation that he had an affair with a prostitute at a seedy motel. Although I didn't say Jimmy Swaggart, I said Jimmy Stewart.
You did it, yeah. Yeah, so you made a big jump.
And Nick was like, huh?
I'm not, but it's a testament. I am that awake that I tracked with you. You just skipped some Jimmies.
I like the segue when you used the word testament, and things are heating up in the world of Facebook once again this week.
Why, that was one of those segues.
Once again, it's amazing.
Dropped
how we do
on
that.
Me like the radio professional that you are. So I had a totally different bit of news, and I actually thought, boy, we've been talking a lot about Facebook lately. I'm going to find something else. I found an article about LinkedIn that I was excited to share, and I'm going to not share it. Sad, sad LinkedIn. Because some new data came out this morning from a study that I really trust and look for every year. It's called the Infinite Dial. It comes out from Edison Research and Triton Digital, and they've been studying the digital consumer for more than a decade. So their longitudinal data is some of the best out there. And you can access it for free on the Edison Research website, and they have this webinar coming up. And as to attract people to that, they are teasing out some of their findings. It's on March 8th, but their findings thus far are pretty surprising when it comes to Facebook use, because for the first time ever in their decade of looking at social media, monitoring Facebook specifically, they have found that Facebook use for Americans age 12 and up is noticeably down. So I'm usually the one that comes in around Infinite Dial time, that's the name of this study, and says, despite what everybody says, Facebook use is still strong. And it has been historically until right now when they asked Americans age 12 and up what social network you used most. Facebook had been at 67%, is now at 62%.
So not a tremendous
not
drop-off.
A tremendous ton, but for the first time, down for the entire population. Before, we'd looked at 12 and 24 and saw that group specifically was down, but use overall was up. But this year, in every demographic, they are down. Now, the other side of that, I will do both the Siskel and the Ebert in this argument.
The
with
yin
myself.
And the yang.
Both of them. And that is, Facebook is still the top social network for Americans age 12 and up. It is still cited as being used the most often. So overall, the picture you could say is pretty sunny, but most people in business of any shape or size would say that if you are maintaining, that you're in fact not growing, you are just slowly contracting. So I'm sure that's something that Zuckerberg and co. are keeping track of.
And we might have mentioned this before, but that age group of around that 12 or that younger age group, that could be stronger parenting also, because there have been some significant things that have happened in, well, recent times that parents may be going, you don't need to be on social media learning about it. You don't need to be engaging about it. I have a good friend, somebody that everybody knows here at the station, that tried to give up Facebook for Lent, who lasted 24 hours and basically said, I give up. I can't do it. I'm addicted to it.
Oh, well, I had to, switch to something easier like chocolate or alcohol.
Tell us a little bit about you, Nick.
Well, I'm 6 foot two.
Sorry. How do people... You caught me on that one. How do people, if somebody wanted to find out more about you and the services that you provide and more about social media, maybe social branding as far as your business is concerned, how do they find out about you?
Absolutely. Well, you can find your source for all things Nick is nickwestergaard.com. That's Westergaard with two A's. You can find this video on Facebook, which sounds counterintuitive because I just said we're using it less. But think about using it a little bit more today. Find this video. I'm going to post the link to what I talked about in there as well.
Social Soundbite with Nick Westergaard, 7:50 every Wednesday morning on Iowa City's news and sports station, 800-KXIC.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.